भगवद्गीता 4.41 योगसंन्यस्त कर्माणं ज्ञानसंचिन्न संशयं आत्मवंतं न कर्माणि निबध्नन्ति धनञ्जय. सो हियर कृष्णा इज नाउ कंटिन्यूइंग हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू अर्जुन टू प्रैक्टिस कर्मयोग बिकॉज दैट विल लीड टू ज्ञान एंड दैट ज्ञान विल नॉट ओनली कीप हिम फ्री फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज बट विल लीड टू लिबरेशन ऑल्सो. सो योग संन्यस्त कर्माणम. सो इन द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा संन्यस्त कर्माणम. सो डू संन्यास ऑफ कर्म. नाउ दिस इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स विल कॉज अर्जुन अ कन्फ्यूजन एंड दैट कन्फ्यूजन विल मैनिफेस्ट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द क्वेश्चन एट द स्टार्ट ऑफ द फिफ्थ चैप्टर. कृष्णा इज यूजिंग टू वर्ड्स ओवर हियर वेरी क्लोज टू अदर. योग संन्यस्त कर्माणम. So he's saying that practice sannyas in karma by doing yoga. That means Krishna is talking about yoga as a means for renunciation in action. But Arjuna thinks of this as renunciation of action. So yoga enables us to do renunciation in action. That means one does action but one has a one is able to renounce because one has a higher understanding and a higher purpose that is higher than the pursuing the fruits of that particular work. So yoga sanyasta karmanam and jnana sanchinna samshayam. Jnana sanchinna, one becomes uses the jnana sanchinna to cut apart samshayam, doubt. So previous verse had said but how doubts cause problems. So how does one deal with doubts? By acquiring knowledge. Atmavantam na karmani. Atmavantam, being situated in the soul, na karmani nibadnanti, you will not be bound by karma. Dhananjaya, O Arjuna, who you are the accumulator of wealth, accumulate the wealth of karmic dispassion, of detachment from karma. So essentially now, this verse and the next verse are calls for action. In scripture, there are informative verses, there are analytical verses, there are different modes of verses. So for example, we could say that the previous two verses, 39 and 40, were analytical or informative verses. One who has faith, this happens to that person. One who doesn't have faith, this happens to that person. But there was no explicit instruction in that verse. Although, we can make the implicit explicit by understanding, okay, Krishna is telling me, have faith. But the instruction is implicit. But in certain verses, the instruction is not implicit but explicit. And this is a verse like that. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. So, by the practice of yoga, acquire a mood of renunciation while you are doing your work. And then, jnana sanchinna samshayam. It may seem a little circular logic that Krishna has said in 3.39 that shraddha valabhate jnanam, that by shraddha one acquires knowledge. But then now here he is saying, use knowledge to remove doubt. Jnana sanchinna samshayam. Knowledge is the opposite of doubt. Doubt is the opposite of faith. So now this seems to be like the circular logic of what will come first, the hen or the chicken. So Krishna is saying, if you have by faith, you can acquire knowledge. But then he is saying that, use knowledge to remove doubts. Or to remove doubts, we could say the same as acquire faith. So, Krishna is saying that by faith you will acquire knowledge. And then he is saying by knowledge acquire faith. So, what do we begin with? You know, it's not that we have zero of both of these. Whatever we have, we start with and we try to increase that. So, if we have some knowledge of scripture, we use that to study scripture further. If we have studied some faith in scripture, we use that in understanding scripture and applying scripture. So we use both the knowledge side and our faith side. And rather than seeing this as the circular logic of a hen and a chicken, it's not that one has to come from the other and the other has to, or the other has to come from the first. Both are there in the heart, but they are in a dormant or a very underdeveloped stage right now. So they are symbiotic. Rather than thinking of what will I start with? Should I start with faith or should I start with knowledge? No, we start with whatever we have, and what we have will contribute to the other, and the other will contribute to the first again. So if I have some regard for Bhagavad Gita, because maybe I come from a pious family and some respect was instilled for the Gita, maybe even if it's a nominal cultural respect, still I use that to start studying the Gita seriously. And by studying the Gita seriously, my understanding will deepen. When I study the Gita seriously, then my knowledge will deepen, my understanding will deepen. The Gyan increases, and as the Gyan increases, I start seeing, oh, how coherent, how profound, how magnificent this knowledge is. Then that increases my faith further. And so in this way, they become self-sustaining, mutually strengthening partners in a cycle. So, jnana sanchinna samshayam. So, whenever we have doubts, then we can actually, especially if the doubts are about core issues that are important for us, then we can study the scripture carefully and study the relevant sections of scripture or associate with those devotees who have expertise in that section and acquire knowledge thereby and thus deal with the doubts. Jnana sanchinna samshayam. So here it is referring to jnana in a more specific sense, the jnana that will lead to doubt or removal of doubts. So then, in this way, by using yoga to practice renunciation in work, and if one is practicing yoga, if the doubts may hold one back, then cultivate knowledge. Krishna has already said in 4.34, go to the spiritual master. So ask questions, and by that jnana sanchinna samshayam, remove doubts. And then afterward, atmavantam. In this way, you will become situated on the spiritual platform. And then, na karmani nibadnanti. You will not be bound by karma. Arjuna's apprehension, Arjuna's great fear was that he may become bound by karma because he is in illusion, or rather because he is acting wrongly and he will get bound by karma. Papameva ashrayed asman hatvaitanatataina. Krishna said in 1.36 that I will become bound by papa. But here Krishna is assuring Arjuna that no, if you work in this consciousness, then nanibadnanti, you will not become bound. So Dhananjaya, Arjuna, don't think that this war is being fought simply to acquire the wealth of the kingdom that you have lost. You are fighting this war to attain the supreme wealth of liberation, of disentanglement from material existence and the attainment of eternal existence. Keep that in mind and fight wholeheartedly. Thank you.